Hey, welcome to yet another episode of Happy Hamstrings. This is your host, Julie Brown. This podcast is to inspire you to work out, I hope, and it's also for me to journal and log what's happening with my fitness teaching. I am a personal trainer and working as a group fitness instructor here in Alabama, podcasting from Southern USA. It's about 8:22. The day is February 22nd, 2022. So when you write down today's date, it's 2-2-2-2 on a Tuesday. So happy 2-2-2-2 Tuesday to you. Hope whatever you're doing and wherever you're at, wherever you're listening, I hope that you're having a nice, peaceful day or night and enjoying life however you enjoy it the most. All right. So Thursday, I think that was the last time I was on last on Thursday. That was a few days ago. I don't even remember. Anyway, Thursday I had a lot of classes, and I ended up picking up a Essence Cardio, which was someone else's class, an 8 p.m. class, in fact. And that day I also picked up an 11:15 spin class for my boss. So Thursday I was down for like 7 classes. I think I've got 19 this week, something like that. I've got to watch my sass attitude, because late Thursday night after my, like when I was getting ready for my very last class, I caught myself being a little bit sassy. I went over to this automatic water thing and I put my water cup, like my jug, I put my little water bottle thing under it several times. And I mean, this is in the area where I get in the hot tub all the time and it didn't work. And then I looked and I've tried to show, like, I tried to say, this isn't working. I tried to show the lifeguard, and she was like, it's automatic. And I said, I know, I've worked for 3 years. And I was like thinking, I'm sitting there like thinking, oh, the sass, like I shouldn't have been sort of like rude. I wasn't being rude. I was just saying, like, I know how the water thing works. Next thing I know, the maintenance guy fixed it. But that was just sort of like, okay, 6 classes and now the water's not working. Like, I was so thirsty. Of course the water's not working. And earlier that day, I ended up buying bottled waters for some people who came to spin in, and a couple of them didn't have water. And I did just fork out the money. And it's funny because the pay it forward thing really happened. if you don't know what I mean, like, I bought some waters that day, and then the next day I tried to go buy coffee. Someone had bought my coffee at the Redbird. Whoever that was that bought 5 people's coffee, apparently, they told me, thank you. Like, I say that as if they're going to hear this. Like, whoever you are that bought my coffee, I wish I could just thank you. I don't know who you are. So I started looking at personal trainer jobs. I do this pretty regularly now. Like, I go to places where you search jobs. You look up personal trainer jobs. I've already moved on from the pay it forward thing. I looked up personal trainer jobs, and there was a slight typo on a software engineer job. What they were looking for was a personnel trainer job. You see how that works? Like, that one extra N makes such a difference. Like, I almost applied. It's like, I don't apply for jobs I don't qualify for. And I, in no way could I ever, I even was clicking on a link I shouldn't have on my email today. I could not do software engineering. Somebody tricked me with a link, like some kind of bot thing. Looked like it was changing my, one of my email services did go down, and I thought that another email service did it too. Clicked a link. It looked like it was official. It really wasn't. And I don't know what just happened. I changed a lot of passwords today. It made me stressed out. But anyway, I thought about that'd be funny, right? If I applied for this, they wrote the word personal trainer job, but they meant, it was a slight typo, personnel trainer for a software engineer. I thought it'd be funny to send my personal trainer resume in. Do you think I would get it? I would be like, walk into the job not knowing anything, and as soon as I see what I have to do, I'd be like, I quit. I don't know what I'm doing. The other thing I want to announce is the Alpaca Farm has invited me out. I went to see it Friday. Absolutely just gorgeous. So the free coffee wasn't the only thing good that's happened in the past week. I was just astonished. It's so beautiful out there. She's got alpacas, and it's just this huge wedding venue, and they sell alpaca-related socks, scarves, anything you can think of that's alpaca. It's one of the best hidden gems, actually. So I've got 2 months to plan and advertise for that. Some of the other things I'm wanting to go on about, I'm not going to go on about. I'll say that supplies are on sale this weekend for emergencies. I don't know if this is statewide or nationwide, but this weekend there is going to be no taxes on first aid kits, phone chargers, flashlights, batteries, anything that could be related to emergencies. So if you need batteries and you need phone chargers and that sort of thing and first aid kits, stock up this weekend. Apparently it's like a tax-free on emergency supplies weekend. All right, I'm going to get out of this parking lot. I think this parking lot needs its own. I think I need either a separate police system for this parking lot, or I need an extra insurance policy, because every time I'm in this parking lot, people are flying through here like 100 miles an hour is what it feels like. I could be wrong. It's just that's how it feels. It feels like people are just flying through here. And I've got to get home because I have a lot of pressing matters to attend to. I just wrapped up. Now it's about 8:30, and I will be right back here at about 4:30 in the morning to just start my day over and do it all over again and coach a weightlifting class. It's such a blessing to coach fitness. Like, I feel like it's weird. Like, you shouldn't have this much fun at work. I get to make the playlist. I get to do, like, I guess I'm a little bit of a control freak, but I like to be in control of what's happening and the playlist. I like to kind of feel the vibe out and try to bring up the energy level in the room however I can. No matter what energy level they're at, I'm always going to try to bring the energy level up as long as it's positive. I've got several things I've got to do, so I'm going to go ahead and go. I just wanted to say, whoever is out there paying it forward, thank you so much, because just getting that free eggs from one student and getting free coffee from somebody random at the Redbird, I mean, these things are very small, but I'm still in a place where if I see a quarter on the ground, I'm like, quarter, pick up money. still broke, but I would rather be broke and doing what I love than to be doing a job that I freaking hate and be just grumpy all the time and feeling less healthy and having less time for my meal preps. I mean, Sunday I cooked for 3 days worth of food. Like, I didn't even have to cook again. Just like reheat something I'd already cooked on Sunday. I made my meal plan right. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, like I said, I hope you're feeling happy and feeling free. And I would say the best thing you can do for yourself right now in this moment is give yourself a positive I am statement. And when I say an I am statement, instead of saying like, I hope to, I want to, instead of starting off a sentence like that, make it like I am. Like, I am very strong. I am free. I am healed. I am happy. I am well. I am sitting with my feelings. I am a peaceful soul. I am embracing that I am a peaceful soul. All right, so we're going to continue on next time. We're going to soldier on. I've got a lot of things to talk about on the next episode. I can't even start to dive into because I don't have time tonight. Apparently, my teacher of my 200-hour lineage, her lineage betrayed her in a sense, and she wrote an article. I actually want to go back and finish reading this article before I dive into that. It's really interesting to see someone sort of like step back from what they were teaching you, or step up. I'm not saying they're stepping completely away from it, but to kind of like tell me to buy books from somebody, tell me to buy multiple books from somebody as part of my training, mandatory purchase books. And then they sort of have us chanting the methodology and memorizing. It was even on my tests, like my 200-hour test. And now she's basically written an article about that person that she's not happy with. So I'm not even going to dive into that right now. That's really something else for another day, maybe. Honestly, I only read the first half of the article. It sounds like that she's really pissed at this particular yogi. And you know what? Like, being the top paid yogi in the whole world, or second top paid yogi in the whole world, Like, I doubt he'll even see the article. Who knows? Maybe he will. Maybe that was the hopes for it. Maybe she hopes he sees it. I don't know. It's just interesting to see how things unfold, I guess. Because there's a lot of different yogis that get really super, like, big or big, I mean, as in popular. And then they sort of fall from grace as they become more popular. Really, like, weird to me. That they can't stay on the mat. And I don't mean, like, on the mat in a literal sense, but stay on the mat. Stay in your focus zone is what I mean. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. Sorry this is such a quick episode. I'm going to finish reading that article tonight or tomorrow, and then I'll touch on that because it's interesting to see my lineage sort of taking new branches, I guess. And I'm going to kind of start to write out new sequences and make some new plans for the classes I've got coming up. Yeah, so have a great day. Be happy, be healed, be free. And remember, you are a peaceful soul. Thanks for listening, and namaste.